Good morning. It's Monday, July 20th. I'm Lou Ann Stevens, and this is Wichita's Early Edition from KMUW News. Early voting is underway as Kansans decide if they want to change how state Supreme Court justices are chosen. Should they be elected instead of appointed through the current merit system? Supporters say it gives voters more control. Critics warn that it could bring more politics and campaign money into the courts. We'll learn how you can vote and details on the amendment after the news. Sedgwick County voters will see three polling sites open for early voting this week. KMUW's Anavi Prakash reports.
Voters may cast their ballots at the county's new election office, the Sedgwick County Extension Office, or the Advanced Learning Library, all located in Wichita. The sites will be open weekdays from 8 to 5. The election office and library are new polling locations. This year also marks the longest early voting stations have been open. Election Commissioner Laura Rainwater says the goal is to make voting easier.
That's what it's all about, making voting more accessible and more convenient to the voters.
Additional early voting sites across the county will open next week. For KMUW News, I'm Anavi Prakash.
A judge last week halted a new state law that eliminates a three-day grace period for mailed ballots. That means the grace period is effectively reinstated. Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach is appealing the decision. Kobach says he will ask the Kansas Supreme Court to immediately overturn the Douglas County judge's order. The new state law requires ballots to arrive by 7 p.m. on Election Day. The previous law said ballots postmarked by Election Day could arrive within 3 days and be counted. Wichita City leaders are considering a plan that would quadruple the amount of money people or groups could donate to local politicians. KMUW's Meg Britton-Mellish has more.
City Manager Dennis Marstall says a city council member asked him to schedule a vote on raising Wichita's campaign contribution limit to the state level. If approved, the limit would go from $500 to $2,000. Some groups say the proposal would erode public trust. Nancy Brown is co-president of the League of Women Voters chapter in Wichita.
Democracy works best when voters believe their voices matter as much as the largest campaign donation.
Brown says her group is against raising campaign contribution limits. It's also asking city officials to revive an old ordinance that banned donations from corporations or political action committees. The council will discuss the proposed change during its August 4th meeting. For KMUW News, I'm Meg Britton-Mellish.
Democratic congressional candidate Ryan Gilbert announced he is suspending his campaign. Gilbert was one of four Democrats seeking the party's nomination to challenge U.S. Representative Ron Estes in District 4. Because Gilbert dropped out so late, his name will still appear on primary ballots in August. Gilbert refused to accept campaign donations in the primary, saying he wanted to run a campaign focused on removing money from politics. Gilbert endorsed fellow Democrat Katie Tindell. The primary is August 4th. Early voting in Sedgwick County begins on Monday. The nuclear company, Deep Fission, did not meet a previous announced deadline for its one-mile underground nuclear reactor in Parsons. As Rachel Schnelly with the Kansas News Service reports, the company says it now has other goals for the site.
Deep Fission's original plan for the underground nuclear reactor was to be fully functional by the Department of Energy's deadline of July 4th. But the company now says it's focusing on drilling on the commercial scale and safe integration of a nuclear system 1 mile underground. Some advocates are concerned about how regulations for oil and gas drilling will translate to the nuclear drilling process. Marjorie Reynolds is with the group Prairie Dog Alliance.
We don't know how the oil and gas industry rules and regulations apply specifically to an experimental nuclear project that includes a borehole. So that's one of our great concerns.
Company officials now say they plan to begin nuclear work at the site next year. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Rachel Schnelly in Pittsburgh.
Most people don't use cursive except when signing their name, if then. This summer, a Wichita History Museum is helping bring back the lost art, as we hear from KMUW's Roger Nomer.
About 15 older students got a refresher in reading and writing cursive at the Wichita Sedgwick County Historical Museum. They practice reading cursive on museum documents like the Treaty of the Little Arkansas River. Then they practice some loops and swirls of their own. The Kansas Board of Education recommends teaching cursive starting in third grade, but these students say they never kept up with it. 15-year-old Kyra Roble says using cursive could bring writing to life.
Maybe like a story, like a short story, and you could show it to people and they would think the writing's cool and everything would just be like balanced.
Roble's favorite subject is history. She says she hopes to read historical letters after the class. For KMUW News, I'm Roger Nomer.
Cases of a foodborne illness that caused explosive diarrhea have more than doubled in Kansas over the past week. Health officials say lettuce and salad greens are emerging as a likely source of the nationwide outbreak. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment reports that at least 55 cases of cyclosporiasis have been confirmed in the state. That's up from 22 infections last week. The gastrointestinal infection is spread by a parasite. Experts are urging people to wash fruits and vegetables thoroughly and to avoid bagged lettuce or salad mixes. A major intersection in Bel Air will be closed to traffic for a couple weeks. The intersection of 53rd Street North and Rock Road will close today. Crews will be replacing roadways as part of Bel Air's street maintenance plan. Drivers traveling north of the intersection will need to detour north to K-254, and those driving east will detour east to Webb Road. Drivers heading south will detour to 45th Street, and those heading west of the intersection will detour west to Woodlawn Boulevard. The closure will last about 2 weeks, depending on the weather. We'll be back after this.
Our next KMUW Literary Feast is Wednesday, July 29th at 6 p.m. We'll discuss Contrapposto by Dave Eggers. Dinner is provided by Public, and participants are invited to bring a beverage to share. Tickets are $15, available at kmuw.org. Literary Feast is made possible by The Spice Merchant, a founding sponsor of the Arts and Culture Fund.
I'm Lou Ann Stevens, and this is Wichita's Early Edition. Early voting is underway for a constitutional amendment in Kansas that would change to directly electing Supreme Court justices. Candidates are currently screened by a panel of attorneys and appointees, and then the governor selects from three. Kansas News Service reporter Zach Boblett and editor Stephen Coranda explain how you can vote and the arguments around electing justices.
Kansas used to elect justices, but changed to the current merit-based system after a scandal in the 1950s. Zach, we'll talk about how to vote on this amendment in a moment. But first, back when I was the State House reporter, I remember conservative Republican lawmakers being unhappy with some court rulings, like one on school funding and one that said there's a right to abortion in the Kansas Constitution. Does this whole proposal, Zach, kind of come back to those issues?
In some ways, it does. That was specifically mentioned by some lawmakers. Current Attorney General Chris Kobach talked about how the direct election of Kansas justices would lead to a court more likely to uphold Republican laws. Both Kobach and current Senate President and gubernatorial hopeful Ty Masterson said voters should have more direct influence on the Supreme Court. During the initial hearing for the amendment, Masterson said the court is already political and not impartial because Bar Association lawyers help decide who's on the court.
While Masterson says the system is biased, critics of this change say electing justices would bring more direct politics and political donations into the court. What else are critics of this change saying?
Abortion rights advocates have sounded the alarm on the change, while anti-abortion groups have been quiet. I reached out to Kansans for Life for comment and was redirected to Kobach, and he never responded to any request for comment. Critics argue that this is a do-over of the 2022 abortion amendment. Education advocates are also speaking out, as the state Supreme Court can rule a funding formula unconstitutional if it fails to meet requirements on being equitable and adequate. A new funding formula is actually going to be put in place next July.
Is this just an issue that's breaking down along party lines?
Not exactly. More moderate Republican state senators voted against the amendment being put on the ballot. Former Kansas Supreme Court Chief Justice Lawton Nuss, who was appointed by a Republican governor, and former Republican Party Chair Fred Logan spoke out against the potential change. Logan argues this could allow campaign money to influence the court.
So what specifically is the concern with electing justices and the campaign contributions that might go with that?
So the law currently prohibits justices from receiving or giving partisan political donations. Now, that would change with the amendment change. And this is actually a nationwide issue going on in courts. You might recall the 2025 Wisconsin State Supreme Court election, which saw a deluge of money coming in from outside the state, including roughly $20 million from tech billionaire Elon Musk. The other concern for justices I've spoken with is campaigning and having the staff have to take over duties usually the justices would do themselves.
This is in the primary election, which normally has lower voter turnout. And if you're one of the many unaffiliated voters in Kansas, you might especially not be used to voting in primaries. But am I right that everyone can vote on this amendment, Zach?
Yeah, every registered voter, whether Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated, or another party, will get this question on their ballot. Unaffiliated voters can also affiliate with a party at the polls if they'd like to, or stay unaffiliated and get a ballot with just the amendment and likely some nonpartisan races on it.
That's Kansas News Service reporter Zach Boblett and editor Stephen Caranda. And as we mentioned in an earlier story, a judge last week temporarily blocked repeal of the 3-day grace period for mailed ballots. The state is making an emergency appeal to the state Supreme Court to try to settle the issue as quickly as possible. Thanks for listening to Wichita's Early Edition. We'll be back again tomorrow. For KMUW News, I'm Lou Ann Stevens.
Wichita's Early Edition is part of the NPR Podcast Network.
Each story you hear on Planet Money starts with a question. What happens if we refund tariffs? Why are groceries so expensive? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious, because the forces shaping our world can be hard to see. Follow NPR's Planet Money wherever you get your podcasts and start seeing how the economy really works.